WA. Bradley, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie.
A compensation system sounds too hard to administer, according there to the Premier. Is it too bad, so sad, bad luck, Bradley?
Well, it's only complicated if you take the advice of bureaucrats who want to make it complicated. If the government follows the advice that the industry can provide to it for a simple and quick system that is commensurate with the losses or a proportion of the losses, then it can be simply administered. I think the key issue here, Ollie, is that the hospitality and tourism and accommodation sector does do all the heavy lifting every time there is a shutdown. Well, not all of it, 90% of it. Of course, gyms and other services are also impacted as well, let's be fair.
Mm.
But in terms of the bulk of the heavy lifting, it is met by the hospitality sector. Pubs, bars, restaurants, cafes, hotels, resorts are all impacted. I mean, let's think about it. Where does it start? The accommodation hotels had massive cancellations over the weekend for people that were having staycations.
Mm.
There were massive cancellations outside of Perth and Peel for hotels and resorts in other areas that had cancellations because people didn't go away on the weekend. Yep, sure, there were some people that went down south to their holiday home, but a lot of cancellations over the weekend we're having reported back from our members in the regional areas. And then on top of that, you've also got a whole range of costs that were unavoidable that had to be met by the businesses, and that is loss of perishable goods, cancellation fees and charges for venues, acts or performances that they had to cancel at the last minute, booking cancellation costs and a whole range of other losses incurred during the lockdown that couldn't be avoided because of it. And then on top of that, staff wages that would otherwise have to be met because of your permanent and part-time staff.
Yeah.
And you know, these are not unreasonable requests for our industry to make of the state government in sharing the cost of a lockdown. When the government makes the decision to lock down Perth and the Peel region, 2 million people are affected. There are thousands of hospitality businesses that are put in zero turnover mode. Some have got a bit of takeaway, but it accounts to no more than 5% of normal turnover. Those businesses are bearing the brunt, and all we're asking is, yes, there's a cost to those businesses, but instead of them bearing 100% of that cost, let's see if the state can chip in and help share some of that burden.
As you say, the employees that miss out on wages through lost shifts, the cleaners as well, the other suppliers, the knock-on effects, it's obviously devastating and far-reaching, Bradley.
Oh, it is, Ollie, and there's no question that if the Chief Health Officer believes that we're in a pandemic scenario and that there is a outbreak of COVID within the community and we've got massive community spread, which we're expecting to see in the numbers over the forthcoming days to justify the restrictions that we have, then, you know, we've got to follow that advice. But there is a cost to that, and the cost to that is that our sector is bearing the brunt of that cost. You know, I noticed that the mining sector, and it's doing a great job at bringing in royalties for the state government, didn't have any restrictions placed on it. FIFO was still allowed. It wasn't restricted or reduced. And, you know, at the end of the day, the hospitality sector does employ tens of thousands of people in the state, a lot of which are reliant on wages and earnings over a long weekend to pay rent and to pay for food. And this is going to continue over this week. We're at 20 people per outlet within a venue. Last time around, it was 150 maximum in the January lockdown. So this time around, obviously, there's more concerns that are going to come out in the press announcements over the next couple of days. There must be to justify this level of restriction and closure that we're seeing. Otherwise, why the hell are we doing it?
What would be a fair compensation package?
Well, look, we've estimated that we're talking about around $100 million in terms of losses over the weekend, and over the forthcoming days, anywhere between $40 and $50 million. It would not be unreasonable to expect a compensation package of somewhere around $35 to $45 million to provide support across the board for the hospitality and accommodation sector that's been most hit.
Is hospitality going the strongest in the history of Australia? Because that was one of the comments by the Premier earlier today, Bradley.
I think it's wonderful that the Premier is talking up the importance and the value of the industry. And I think it goes to demonstrate the loss that we are facing in the event that there are lockdowns. The industry is performing well, but the opportunity loss of these lockdowns coming in means that we're coming off a high base and there are substantial costs being borne by the sector. We don't stop paying rent, we don't stop paying electricity, we don't have all our fixed costs and charges, we don't stop paying our full-time and part-time permanent staff. And of course, those costs are only there without revenue because the state has shut us down. And we understand that that is important. We understand that to avoid the risk and spread of COVID, that that has to occur. But at the same time, the Premier is acknowledging the substantial value of the industry to the state. And so we're seeking to have part of the shutdown costs and losses to be borne by the state government that continues to have record revenues of royalties coming through its revenue base.
Now, as you say, there's a surplus there at the moment, Bradley, that could be used. Have other states compensated businesses when there's been a government-imposed lockdown?
Yes, they have. New South Wales and Victoria have done exactly that. They've done it statewide, they've done it locality-based, and they've done it in different ways and forms. And Victoria was around $500 million that they provided in additional fund and support to businesses as a result of the February mandatory lockdown between the 12th and the 17th of February. And there was substantial support and funding provided to a whole range of business sectors, predominantly the hospitality sector, but certainly Victoria and New South Wales have provided substantial support in the past. The other side of this is lockdowns are also impacting on skill shortages and labour costs, and labour availability. We've had so many members ring us today saying that staff have resigned because they're sick of being shut down and missing out on wages, and they're moving sectors. And this is obviously creating a huge dislocation to our workforce. We already have enough problems trying to hire staff to work in the sector because of the lack of staff that are out there, and this is just exacerbating the problem even further, Ollie. And these are factors that you can't put a dollar on, but they are causing substantial dislocation to the hospitality sector. The AHA is going to take this fight up with the state government. We are not going to rest on this. We're not going to give in just because there's been some off-the-cuff comments made today about it being too hard. If we can try and simplify it in terms of our ask to the state, we are certainly going to do that, but we need to find simple, quick, and compensation that's commensurate and relative to the losses that are being borne here.
Bradley Woods, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie. Cheers.
Hey,